Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Biblically Centered Podcast.
Yes.
My name is Johnny Jordan. This is my beautiful wife, very pregnant wife, Danica Jordan.
Very much so.
Can give birth at any time at this point.
As soon as possible.
So, pretty exciting times, I think.
It is. This might be the last podcast we record before she comes. We'll see.
Well, we have a prediction pool. I say it's a pool. There's no money in it. We have a prediction piece of paper that has people's, you know, obviously predictions of date and weight.
Yep.
Her due date is the 10th.
Yep.
But the predictions start on February 29th.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's the case, then that, yeah, that's this week.
Well, our daughter said the 28th today.
Oh, true.
So.
Are we writing down kids? We need to write.
Probably.
I'd be curious to see what our youngest answer will be.
Someone said April 1st, and I said, no way, Jose. That was my brother.
Yeah.
He doesn't really.
He doesn't seem to care.
Understand.
He's like, is there any money? He's like, is there any money in this? It's like, what does a person get if they get it right? It's like, it's just for fun.
It's just for fun.
It's like, yeah, well, there's nothing on the line. I'm not in it.
All right.
You want to hit us with our mission statement? I think yes. You were about to say that.
I was.
Okay, go ahead.
But thank you for introducing it. Biblically Centered equips your family with knowledge and conversations for you to live and defend your Christian faith.
And today we are on Virtue S.
Yes.
Which says we seize opportunities to serve others, putting their needs above our own.
Yes. So every episode we go through a different letter of the alphabet, mm-hmm. talking about our newest virtue. So this week it is S, like you just said, and we love to define words. So today's word is servant. It says a person who voluntarily serves another or acts as his minister. So Christ himself is called a servant. Isaiah 42:1 says, behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Yes, yeah, so it's someone who is voluntarily deciding to choose someone or acting as a minister, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, so we're talking about serving, which we have talked about in a lot of episodes prior to this, especially in regards to serving in the church. This virtue, I think, is speaking not so much so to, like in the past, we've talked about using gifts and talents and that sort of thing to serve in the church. This is more so about just serving others and seizing opportunities to serve, putting the needs of others above our own, that sort of thing. And I know that, you know, maybe the term servant culturally has some cultural negativity to it, obviously, because there's a lot of forced servanthood. Obviously, that's happened in our past, slavery, such sort of things. And then obviously, there's still things that happen today. But the emphasis that we're putting on this one, when the definition that Danica read, was that we are voluntarily serving somebody else. So we're voluntarily understanding that we need to put ourselves in a position of serving others.
Right. And their needs above our own, which if you have children, you know, that's very hard to communicate and to have them process. Wow, there are other people besides me. Mm-hmm. But it's very important because obviously that's how we communicate things like love or compassion, or we can, you know, show patience through dealing with our own thing while helping someone else. And so obviously it's a very good characteristic to cultivate in our children. Again, just kind of hard sometimes to communicate. But I think if we're able to find opportunities ourselves and to communicate that to our children, I think that will help them get the point. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to find areas, and it doesn't have to be big or showy, but, you know, if you do find ministries that you can help at, or if you're serving, you know, by looking for opportunities of someone who needs a meal or clothes or this or that, or, you know, even communicating like, I'm going to go without this so that I can give it to someone else, that kind of a thing. Again, all these virtues are things that we need to model ourselves, which is hard and difficult because we are still working on them ourselves. But the more that we're able to do that, our children are able to grasp it because they grasp what is that? More is caught than taught.
Right.
So
yeah. We're wanting them to catch this. Obviously, we will teach it, but in Philippians 2, 5 through 8, it says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we all, I mean, Jesus is the ultimate example when it comes to serving others. I mean, his life was centered around serving. I mean, for lack of better terms, like he served other people. Jesus is God, and yet he spent his time on this earth serving others and teaching and preaching.
Right. He's fully God and fully man, and he could have showed up in all of his deity and, you know, what up, everybody? Just bow down. And that's not how he came. He came to humble himself and to show us really what God is like and how we are able to show that to other people. And like you said, he was always helping and giving and, you know, throngs of people around him all the time wanting and needing and asking. And he met all those needs, you know, anyone who came to him, he was willing and knew that that's what he had come to do. And it says even to the point of death, you know, so he even, you know, he put our needs above his own.
And it speaks to, you know, just the realization that there is on this earth, there is no amount of wealth or status or self-importance or whatever that can veto you out of the need to be serving other people. It's something that, I mean, God has positioned each one of us in all forms of life, in all different career paths, different friend groups, different church bodies, different neighborhoods, with the opportunity to serve. And, you know, we've talked a lot about understanding that, you know, it is important to share the gospel, but also, like, we need to be living this Christian example as well. And so, like, we all have the opportunity in all of our walks of life to show Christ by how we serve.
And actually, today, I would say it's a little easy for us to choose when, where, how, and whom we will serve. We kind of stay in charge of our serving. And that's really the opposite of what Jesus did. He emptied himself, humbled himself, and then ultimately was sacrificed. And he didn't choose when, where, how, or whom. He met needs as they came to him. And I think that's important. I mean, there is an aspect, obviously, lives are busy. And so, yeah, with children, I guess, you know, you do kind of have to choose when your time and that kind of thing. But also to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you so that it could be a random thing, you know, or, you know, just ask God, like, who is someone I can serve today or this week? Or I don't know, just I think we can't get so fixated on when and where and when I have time to do it, but more so just allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us while we're living so that we can be used to serve at any time.
And I know we've talked about our small group as well, and there, you know, and I feel like one of the things that's been beneficial in the small group setting is, yes, there are opportunities throughout the year for us to, you know, serve or contribute in a group effort towards something, but there's also an element of us serving each other, which is helpful. You know, the random, like, I need someone to watch my kids. Can someone pick up my kids? Those kind of things. Or, you know, like, we all help with hand-me-downs and, like, making sure everyone has enough clothes and all that sort of thing. And I just think there's such kind of like a unity and beauty in that type of relationship with the body of Christ as well, that you can accomplish things and do things together while helping each other. Does that mean make sense?
Right. It's going past the step of, you know, I think sometimes, oh, I'll be praying for you. And that is, prayer is always good and always appreciated. But there's also that other step of like we had a few families a few weeks ago who were kind of sick, and it, you know, one of their spouses was out of town. So it was like, okay, who can drop by Pedialyte, and who has soup, or who has this? And that was just really nice to see.
Was that in the girls' chat?
Yes.
Y'all should include us boys in that.
But it's again, those visible things that we can do to look like and be the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And an important detail in the mindset through this is just, you know, serving others without the expectation of getting anything in return. I know there's like the Office episode where Dwight and Andy are like trying to out. Like, they're basically just trying to do nice things so that people can owe them a favor. Or that's Dwight's motive, at least. Which obviously should not be our motive, to try to manipulate people into doing something for us by doing something little for them.
That's a great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwight, what's the favor? Because he wants them all to get Jim, like, fired or something.
Yeah.
But then they all, like...
So he'll do something for them, and they're like, thank you. He's like, it's okay. You owe me one.
So that is not what we're trying to do here. Well, and I think there's also an aspect of it, too. In the New Testament, it talks about, you know, don't let your right hand know what your left is doing. And not so much in, like, hide everything you do, but just be cognizant that the things we do, we shouldn't do to bring us praise or us glory or recognition, because we're only doing these things because of who God is and what he's called us to do. And so you're right. There's an aspect to it of we're trying to serve without necessarily being noticed, and to be okay with that, because our reward, it says, is in heaven, you know, for those things that we do. And so that can be a hard aspect to do, or to, you know, you, I think we naturally want to be praised or recognized for those things. But I think when you do things together as a family, I think that can be fun, to kind of rally together to do things for other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can find fulfillment in it that way. Again, not that we're looking for fulfillment in how we serve, but that can help your kids, I think, get excited about it.
Statistically speaking, one of the most common deathbed regrets that people have is saying that they felt like their life was too inwardly focused. And that's a perspective that a lot of people have in their last moments. And so, you know, that kind of perspective is a gift for us. It shows, you know, there's something about someone being in that position of the last, knowing they're in the last moments of their life and really being able to reflect, of realizing maybe things that I had in perspective wrong, and selfishness is obviously one of the first things people realize. So, you know, I think it just shows that this aspect of serving and giving of ourselves is something that is like kind of eternally interwoven into who we are. But it's something that's a very easy one to skip over because of how busy and everything our lives are. So, but I just think, you know, it's important to have that eternal perspective and that long-term perspective of realizing that, just like we talked about a couple weeks ago, like, what are the things that you want to be known for? Do you want to be known as someone who gave sacrificially of your time and resources, or do you want people to have the perspective that you are selfish?
This might speak more to the generosity category. However, I'll mention it this episode, and then I'll mention it again in that episode. But like you were saying, that eternal perspective and kind of at the end of your days. A good friend of mine growing up, her father passed away unexpectedly a few years ago. And at his funeral, the stories from people saying the ways that he served them or helped their families was significant. Mm-hmm. Again, I'll mention it again in the generosity category, but the way that he found out people's needs and then met them and served them without anyone really realizing it or knowing was tremendous. Mm-hmm. And so there are ways to do big, extravagant things for people and to not have your stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just speaks to someone's character, being able to do that over and over and over and being okay with just the fulfillment of that person getting what they needed or that you were able to help them in that situation. Anyways. Yeah,
it's a good story. I had actually thought about that story a few moments ago, so I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah. Another shout out to Truett Cathy. Of course, for those who have listened to this, I was basically raised in Chick-fil-A. It was my first job, and I worked there for nearly 20 years. So, but there's a quote by Truett Cathy, who's the founder of Chick-fil-A, that says, "Nearly every moment of every day, we have the opportunity to give something to someone else. Our time, our love, and our resources. I've always found more joy in giving when I do not expect anything in return." And again, it's just a truth. It's a perspective shift. And, you know, I know you talked about not fulfillment, not necessarily being our motive, but there is an aspect of it of like...
I mean, you brought up The Office earlier. I'll bring up a Friends episode.
Oh,
that,
nice.
That one where they're trying to... do some what's a selfless act, and
oh, yeah.
So she Phoebe and Joey go back and forth on what could be a selfless act, and she's so excited that she got Joey on TV, and then what would, anyways, it's funny because yes, there will inexplicably be something that you feel in return. Mm-hmm. So it's not just void of emotion. But that's not what we're going after, you know?
Yeah. But I think the byproduct is like being able to give and serve, like the byproduct of that is a sense of fulfillment.
Right.
And so if you're seeking the fulfillment or you're seeking just trying to feel good about yourself.
Right.
But I think if you're true, it's kind of like one of those, almost like when you talk about like, tithing or giving or those biblical principles, like when God says, "Test me in this,"
right.
You know, it's like, well, my motive when I give is not necessarily to get something in return, but yet there is the promise of God's provision. So,
right.
So, but you kind of it's just, you know, so when we talk about serving, it's just, it's kind of circular. It's like if you just go in it,
right? I
you
think
will feel
you,
fulfilled, but yet feeling fulfilled shouldn't be your motive.
Right. I'll go to 2 Corinthians 9:12. "So two things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God." So that's really, we want the needs of those around us to be met. And then we want them in return and ourselves in return to joyfully express their thanks to God. So if their thanks is directed towards us, then I don't think we've fully fulfilled meeting the needs of others.
Hmm.
So I think in that way, again, we've kind of been talking about like how do you meet the needs of someone? And like we have some friends who are wanting to meet the need of someone who's been close to them, but they've thought about what is the appropriate way to meet that need? Is it to they themselves say this is from us, or do they give it to a ministry to then give, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of a thing? And so if our expectation is that we want these needs to be met and God to be praised or given all the thanks, then I think we'll think about those kind of avenues again of not self-serving ourselves, mm-hmm. But in doing it in a way that will ultimately just come back to Christ.
Yeah.
Because there are ways. I mean, you could parade around or sign your name on something, or you know, you be the one. But I think it's all. It sometimes can be fun to surprise it.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
Surprises are fun. You know, and then that person is left, like, ultimately just only knowing to thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think, you know, and I feel like a lot of the stuff that, these kind of things that God wires us to care about, you know, like, ultimately, they are all opportunities to create more opportunities to, in fact, share the gospel with people. Because, you know, serving, it just, when you serve somebody else, it really does just open the door, one, for them to be thankful, but then oftentimes it opens doors for conversation where you can really lead into sharing the gospel if it's someone who doesn't know Christ already. But either way, the hope is that the eternal thankfulness that whenever we serve people is that it points people to Christ, and that the thanksgiving that they have in their heart is something that we can direct towards God, and not that we're trying to seek some sort of praise for ourselves.
Right. The world sees God's kingdom through the good works that we do as Christ followers. And so, yeah, for sure, the world is going to notice if we stop and take time to help or to serve in a ministry. They're going to see God's kingdom in us meeting physical needs or spiritual needs or mental needs. You know, there are a lot of different avenues, like you said earlier, time, resources, love. It's not just serving in acts. It's serving also in those other areas. Mm-hmm. Too, and you're right, those things that we do are going to point towards Christ. And that's good for people to see. You know, they want to see that God does care about them, because he does. He cares about us in our lowest moments, our lowest points. And so for us to be the avenue is really good.
Yeah. And I think, on a much smaller scale, this isn't actually a small scale, but like for us in Biblically Centered, these virtues are an effort for us to put these things in front of us, in the forefront of our mind, so that through repetition, through learning, through living them out, we are becoming shaped more and more like Christ. And so when we talk about seizing opportunities to do something for somebody else, there's, I'm sure people know Tara Lee Cobble. She runs Bible Recap. I always want to say the Bible Project, but I know that's not it. The Bible Recap. But we follow her on Instagram, and so she made a post, I don't know, it's probably been a few weeks now, about like seizing opportunities to serve people in the areas, like small ways, in areas that stress you out. So like for her, she's like, she lives in Dallas. She's like, traffic is terrible. She's like, so I just make a point, instead of being one of those angry people on the road, is I just let everybody merge in front of me. Like, if there's someone who needs to merge, I am always the one. I'm not trying to speed up around anyone. I'm not trying to get to where I'm going quicker. I'm always the one taking a back seat intentionally. And she's like, and you start finding joy in it, because you're just, you know. And then you're talking about like grocery stores. Like, if grocery stores stress you out, you don't like waiting in lines or whatever it is. Like, well, obviously, we do represent Christ everywhere we go. Like, we never know the people that we're encountering, who they are, what their life background is. But we have an opportunity with every interaction, whether it's, you know, passing someone on the aisle in the grocery store or waiting in line somewhere, to represent Christ. And that doesn't mean like we're always like telling people to repent, but we're just representing Christ. So in the grocery store, so the point of this all is to say, like, where are those areas of life that you feel stress you out the most, or that you have an opportunity to do some self sacrifice. So if it's at the grocery store, I would challenge you to go to the grocery store, do your shopping, but then just be very intent on letting, like if you're waiting in line to check out, let people go in front of you. Like just, you know, let people go. Don't try to rush out of there. I know we all have places to be because we're all very important. But the point of it all is just to say, like, look for those small opportunities where you can just start to train yourself to put others in front of you. And I think those little things, like obviously merging in traffic and being in a line at a grocery store, those are very small things. But if you feel like you don't have a heart that's wired to serve others, you can start with these small kind of things and it can start shifting your perspective.
One, I would also say, like that one in the grocery store, how many of us just are there to notice people? You know, I find it
at Walmart
fun
all
to
the time.
People watch. However, so I'm not talking about people watching, but I'm just talking about, you know, noticing, like, is it a family shopping 9 o'clock at night with their children? Mm-hmm. And like, that's the time that they have to go to the store. Or, you know, is it some lady who's over here trying to make sure she's only getting what she can afford? You know, is she sitting there, you know, no, I can't have this. Okay, maybe this. Or I think in doing small things like that, it opens our eyes to actually look at people.
Yeah.
And when we look at people, I think we'll notice their needs mm-hmm. more. Because if I'm just going to the grocery store to get in and out and I need to find the quickest line, no one's over here, I'm going to go over here, then you've missed out on maybe some of those ways. Or like at work, do you peace out right at 5 or do you make sure to kind of, you know, hit some people, mm-hmm. people's desks on your way out to just kind of check in? Or, you know, what are ways that, like you said, don't take a lot more effort, but could really have an impact? And I think by doing that repetition, especially like in your office or at school or somewhere, you'll be able to recognize like, oh man, today they were kind of off.
Yeah.
And then you'd be able to like, okay, what is a way I could serve them tomorrow? Or maybe they're always stressed out at lunch. Maybe I could pick them up lunch today because, you know, that's gonna, or maybe they're not eating because they're so big. Like, I think there are so many ways that we could realize how much we could serve others if we just allowed ourselves kind of that breathing time.
So I think the challenge would be in your daily prayer time or just whenever, like just sincerely ask God to show you opportunities to serve. Yeah. And I promise you, he will. Yeah. You will see those opportunities. You have people all throughout your day, situations all throughout your life where you can seize an opportunity to serve. And when we say seize, that means the opportunity is there. You just need to be aware of it and then take the opportunity. So just so that you let that, you know, just let that be a challenge in your prayer life, just to include that sincerely in your prayers.
Well, and even just right now thinking about it, like even just your family, because sometimes those are the people you don't want to serve or you tend to,
who are you talking to?
I'm talking to myself. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, like your family gets the best and the worst of you. And
no, I just get the best of you, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Thanks.
But sometimes, I mean, I'm a mom of 3 children, almost 4. Sometimes you just almost feel 4. Like, you know, my kids don't do anything and I do everything for them all the time. But I mean, they're children at the end of the day. And so I think even just in your own family being, what are ways that I can just serve these people? And they might not recognize it, and that's okay. But we're being the hands and feet of Christ. And I would rather do that than to think that, oh, I did their laundry, so that now they need to do this, like a tit for tat kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, even just in your own household, are you serving your own family well? And again, we talk about these virtues every week. We are not perfect in them. we are talking about them so that we ourselves can work on them. And so this will be one that I will be working on.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to have a baby. So then I'm expecting my family to seize opportunities to serve me.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yes.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening. Again, we say it every week, or we have been the past few weeks. Our kids podcast is live now. If you're listening to this, I'm assuming you might have kids or know people who have kids. So it's every single day, kids podcast.
Yes.
Episodes, New Testament stories, Old Testament stories, games, quizzes, draw-alongs, jokes, etc. They're 5 to 15 minute long episodes, depending on the topic at hand. They're a lot of fun. Please tell your family, your kids that you know to listen to it, because we've really appreciated the feedback. So appreciate you guys listening to this. Any last words?
I don't think so.
Okay. You want to send us off?
All right. Bye.